Good evening. This is Pastor Jonathan McKnight. Welcome to this evening Sunday call. It is a blessing to be able to be here on this evening to share with you. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. I just want you to know that God is good and He is worthy to be praised. I'm just excited for His goodness and His mercy and His kindness unto us. Great is our God, and greatly is He to be praised. I'm just grateful for how good that He has been unto us, for He has done so many wonderful, awesome, marvelous things. It's just a blessing to be here on this call tonight. My heart is in a place to where this evening I just want you to just take a moment to just be grateful. As I look at the temperature, as I look at the fabric of this world, and I look at what we are going through, and what we're dealing with. So many times I've said on more than one occasion, when man tries to control the narrative, then sometimes God will have to show man that man is still up under the limitations of God's rule. And I just want to start out by saying tonight, and my purpose not to hold you long, I want to start out by saying tonight that I want you to rest in this fact, that nothing that has happened yet or that ever will happen will catch God off guard. Nothing that has happened or ever will happen will catch God off guard. I'm going to say that one more time. Nothing that has happened or ever will happen has caught God off guard. And I say that when I'm looking at the state of this world now, and I'm just so praying that God will just cover us with just understanding, that knowing that in this season, the season by which so many people are wondering, so many people are not comfortable and with fear, it's amazing today in our world, the death toll just majorly shot up over in the world, over a half a million people, almost 504,000 people, over half a million people, over a half a million. I want you to think about that. Over a half a million people have lost and transitioned their lives because of this COVID-19 virus. We are less than 2,000 people away from 30,000 people in America, which means the narrative of America, 25% or greater of the deaths of this COVID virus have been right here in the United States of America, with them trying to suppress numbers, tests, information, and whatever they're doing. And the more they try to suppress it, the more they try to not make it the narrative, the more they casually talk about it, the more God shows us that nothing that has ever been allowed has caught God off guard, and nothing that will ever happen will take him by surprise. He's all knowing, he's all seeing, he's all understanding, he's all doing. And that's why I am on this call tonight, just for a few moments, to be able to let you know that we're still going to stay into the face, into the seeking, into the presence, into the counsel, into the advice, into the wisdom of God, so that we can be what God wants us to be. Your destiny is crucial. Your purpose is crucial. And it's up to us to make sure that we surround our purpose and our destiny with understanding. I want to read from you, and you know, this month it's been the book of John, and it's also been the book of James. The Gospel of John and the book of James have been what we've been reading on this month. And of course, you know, starting on the 1st of July, we'll be carrying over into new books. And we're just doing scriptures and Bible chapters so we can just make sure we mine the same understanding. Not that you can't read anything else. We just want to be in unity of what God is saying, to be able to grab the scripture and live by the word of God. I want to read something from James, the first chapter. It starts off in chapter 1, verse 2. It said, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, not wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted." I want to read that same passage of scripture from the New International Version to let you hear it from this perspective. James 1 and 2. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of sea blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect anything from the Lord, such as a person is double-minded and unstable in all that they do. Believers in humble circumstances or to take pride in their high position. Lord, have mercy. I want to talk to you from this perspective, and I just feel like I need to get back to it. Winning with wisdom, winning, just simply winning with wisdom. It starts out by saying, and so many times when I think about wisdom, so many people think they have wisdom when they have knowledge. Knowledge and wisdom are two totally different things. And wisdom is when you apply the knowledge. In many cases, knowledge is information. Wisdom is when you can apply the right information to circumstances in life. And oftentimes, we go through situations. And what amazes me is the line, and sometimes the thin line, between believing God and trusting God, and then using knowledge as if though it's wisdom. James was writing to the church, and he said, "My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations." I want you to understand this scripture, because I think many times that people hear this scripture and sometimes, depending upon how they teach it, it can seem somewhat controversial. It says, my brothers, my sisters, whenever you, the first of all, the word that I want you to understand is fall into. And what that really means is, first of all, James never said, if you fall. And what that really means is, he said, my brother, count it joy when ye fall, or when you are going along in life and now you're facing all types of diverse temptations. He didn't say if you fall. He said when you fall. What he was really saying to the church is that there's going to be a season in life when you're going to fall or have to face a variety of trials and temptations, test. Your faith is going to be tempted. See, the Bible says that even in Jesus, when he was finally on earth to start his ministry, the Bible says, and he went into the wilderness to be tempted or tested. You got to understand that it's not a matter of fact of if, it's a matter of fact of when. You cannot serve God and not have to face a diverse amount. Some of us have faced diverse temptations or tests or trials at the same time. It could be your health. It could be your finances. It could be your relationship. It could be your marriage. It could be your children. It could be your walk with God. It could be your job. It could be so many different things. And most people, when you are called by God to do something, you don't just face a temptation. Falling, so many times people say, fall, well, you're not supposed to. That's, you got to understand what the scripture is saying. The scripture is really saying, I want you to rejoice when you have to face the diversity of different types of trials. See, knowing this, because see, that the trying, it goes right back to the next verse and says that the trying of your faith. See, this is really the purpose, to see where your faith is. It worketh patience. In other words, perseverance. I'm going to tell you something, and I can honestly say, let me tell you something, and hear my heart. You don't even know who you really are in God. You don't ever really know where your faith is until there's a diversity of tests. When you look like you hit in more than one area. And now you got to show the patience of waiting on God. And your faith is being tried. Your faith is being tried to be tested, to take matters in your own hand. Your faith is being tried to see what you're going to do. If you're going to anxiously try to come out of that situation, it says that the trying of your faith, some of us right now, our patience is on trial. That's why I won't pray for patience. I'm going to tell you something right now. Pastor Jonathan McKnight does not pray for patience. Sometimes people be trying, oh, you pray that the Lord make me. I don't pray for humility, and I don't pray for patience. Peter said, humble yourself. And I understand that when if I'm praying for patience rather than waiting on God, I got to pray. That means I am literally asking for a trial of extension, because already there's a diversity that's going to happen whether I want it to or not. My patience is going to be tried. And I don't have to ask him to make me patient. There's some trials that you're going to have to be patient whether you want to or not. And if you took matters in your own hands, it's not going to work for your good, because you're trying to rule the narrative. That's why man is in trouble right now in America. That's why America is in the state that it's in right now, because there are men and women think that they control the narrative by God, by which God owns. Once they settle in their mind that we need direction from God, you know, I was thinking about, you know, this COVID-19 2 months ago. Oh, we're going to have a vaccine at any time. We're going to be having something. Oh, there will be enough tests to test everybody. And now all of that, you don't even hear about that no more, because you know what? They had to find out that they had to know that God controls the narrative. He says, I want you to have the right expression. My brother, counting on joy. Understanding this, that he won't put on us no more than we have to bear. And sometimes we're like, God, I don't feel like I can take something else. And there's another diversity, because see, what's happening is that you're facing diverse temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith, the things that you're facing, are going to work some spiritual muscles in your life. It work at patience. It work at the perseverance. But let patience have her perfect work. Let patience, and while you're waiting on God, build that mature experience in your life, that ye may be perfect, which means mature and entire, complete, wanting nothing. In other words, there's no lacking in maturity. So many times we go through things and we don't learn the lesson. We don't learn the lesson because we stay immature. We don't learn the lesson because we think that we know what God is trying to do, when actually God is taking us through the narrative of maturing us. So many times people go through tests and they go through diverse temptations and diverse trials, and they're just so childish. They're immature. They don't learn the character lesson. They don't learn the lesson of, hey, right now you need to just calm your spirit down. Right now you need to just understand what God is doing. Right now you need to just understand that there's a purpose in this. That's why I'm you know, I get asked the question, when are you going to do? I say, you know what? I'm not trying to get ahead of God. One of the things I talked about yesterday for my own life, God, the timing of God. I want to do things according to God's timing, according to God's will, according to God's way, according to God's word. Because, see, what I need to make sure and what you need to make sure that we understand, so we don't have to want anything or we don't waste the opportunity to learn from situations so that we can be better. Have you ever wondered why God waited until 2020 to allow this opportunity of this trial of this COVID-19, the trials of what we're going through with social injustices in our nation? There's so many different diverse types of tests and trials that we're facing. We're facing the level of racism and these different things, social injustices, gender injustices. There are so many things that we're facing right now, religious injustices. There are so many things. Seems like even the kingdom is torn. It's like the people who feel like it's okay to do certain things, and then the other people who want to just be safe and just do what God tells them to do, they want to treat it as if though you don't have faith. I'm just sorry. People can say what they want to say about Pastor McKnight. I'm not in that mindset of thinking that I have to tempt God to prove that I have faith. I have faith. I trust God. I believe God. But I also know this, that there's a God. There's a God that wants us to have patience and let it have its perfect work. But I find it very, very, very interesting that as I read this text, and I look at the order of what is written, is getting and taking us somewhere. So first of all, he said, my brethren, count it all joy. Don't lose it. Keep it together when you fall or when you have to face a bunch of different temptations. Then he says, your faith, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. God begins to work the perseverance. He begins to build your spiritual faith muscles. He says, because we got to let patience have her perfect work. There's a purpose in the trial. There's a purpose in the waiting. There's a purpose in the test, that ye may be perfect or mature. That's what that word means in the Greek, mature and complete, wanting nothing. In other words, your spiritual maturity is not lacking. Because when you've gone through certain things and you've gone through certain types of tests, anything after you've made it through those tests, anything just can't come and rattle you. You know, we got an expression in the country, you know, when you have been through something one time, you be like, this ain't my first rodeo. You know, I was built for this. I was made. I've already gone through something like this before, so I'm not going to lose it now, because I know that the trying of my faith built some spiritual muscles of maturity. So I don't lose it if someone has something negative to say to me, or somebody want to act a certain way, or somebody want to trip. But I don't even lose it, man. So I've already been through that. You know, because your patience had to have her perfect work. And then it says, here is the key. You know what I'm teaching tonight, winning with wisdom. Watch what happens in the scriptorial text in the order of this writing. It says, but let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect, mature, entire, complete, wanting nothing. So now there's not a weakness. But then he says something that's the key to getting through it. If any of you lack wisdom, Lord have mercy. What he just told you and what he just told me, that you're going to face some things. You're going to go through some diverse temptations. You're going to go through a diversity of trials. You're going to have to go through a process. It's to perfect you. It's to mature you. It's to complete you. So you won't have to want for nothing. He said, but if you're going to make it through this process, you got to make sure that there's not a deficit of your wisdom. Lord have mercy. He said, let me tell you how you're going to make it. If any of you lack wisdom, in other words, having the knowledge while applying it in the right place, making the right choices, and making the right, this is not season right now. This just is not season right now to not make the right choices, to not hang around the right association. You know, when I'm thinking about having this pandemic and understanding what's going on in this world today, something that we can't see, but yet we need wisdom to know when, where, what, how, why, what to do. He said, but if any of you lack wisdom, and see, here's the thing where the maturity part comes in. You got to know when there's a deficit of wisdom in your life. A lot of people, you know, people don't like to be considered not being wise. Everybody thinks they're smart. Everybody want to be intelligent. Everybody want, I know. You might know what's going on in the streets. You might have been in the streets, but you weren't even that wise in the streets, because the streets got the best of some of us. Street got game when you sleep. Street got game because you don't even know how to play. Street got game in different languages. Street just got game. And he said, if you lack wisdom, you gotta ask of God. If you don't know what's going on in this world today, which none of us know everything, that's why everybody needs wisdom. I'm the pastor, I need wisdom. I don't care what your spiritual title is, God's not gonna show you everything prophetically, thus saith the Lord, and you come down with this crescendo and you have a dream and a cloud and saw a bird and a match. No, that ain't how it works. Sometimes you just need to just flat sit down or get on your knees and say, you know what, God, I need your wisdom. He said, if you like wisdom, let me tell you something right now. I'm getting ready to mess with some of you all. It says, let him ask of God. See, the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, the wisdom of man. See, you got it. Wisdom ain't coming to make it in this season. Wisdom is not coming but from one place. It's coming from God. And yes, God can use men. Yes, God can use women. Yes, God can use us to teach wisdom. But it still comes from him. And the problem is, man is trying to act so wise. Right now, there were so many pharmaceutical companies, so many doctors, all of them. They didn't want to cure the COVID. They didn't want to cure the COVID to save lives. They wanted to cure the COVID to know that the first person that gets that vaccine remedy is going to be worth billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars. So the motivation wasn't even really so much. It was the opportunity. People started making hand sanitizer that wasn't even hand sanitizer. I just read an article the other day. Somebody made some hand sanitizer, and unfortunately, some of the people must have accidentally drunk some and killed three kids. It's just people are anxious. They think they're wise. They think they know. They think they understand. But if any of you lack wisdom, if you're going to win, and you got to say, God, and the deeper you are in the spirit, the more of assignment you have, the more wisdom you need. You just can't up and do stuff now. You need wisdom. If you like wisdom, lay him acts of God. It says that give it to all men liberally and abradeth not. And it shall be given him. He says, now, if you're going to get some wisdom, I'll give it to you. But you can't doubt. You got to ask, verse 6 says, but let him ask in faith, not wavering. The problem is, there's too many theories get in our head. That's one thing I thank God for, my man of God, my father, my spiritual father, my pastor, my bishop, Bishop James E. McKnight Sr., my dad. Man, that man, oh my goodness. He taught me how to be solid in my thinking, how not to allow anything just to toss me, to rock my faith, to change my thinking, to go outside of the word of God through truth. If any man lacks faith, let him ask of God, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he gonna receive anything of the Lord. He said, now, if you like wisdom, you gotta first of all understand wisdom is this. It's no use to you praying to God and you wavering. You just tossed. You just confused. Some people will ask God for an answer and won't even wait on it. They just want to be able to say, I prayed about it and he didn't say nothing, so I just did this. See, right then, God already know that when you ask it, you ask amiss. You got an agenda. You already know what you're going to do. You're just going to go and do what you want to do. You just ask God so you can say you asked God. But deep down in your heart and your mind, God already knew you was going to do what you wanted to do. He said, but you got to ask in faith, not wavering. For he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. You go this way one moment, you go that way one moment. You double-minded. You're just unstable in all your ways. You can easily be tossed. You can easily be turned because you don't have the wisdom of stability. If you're going to win in this season, we are in one of the most trying, horrific times in world history. And the last thing you need to do is be unstable in your thinking. The last thing you need to do is make unwise decisions and choices and following the crowd and understanding that I need direction, you need direction, and we need direction from God. Because when you have that double mind, in other words, one day you believe, one day you don't, one day you're waiting, and one day you're not, one day you're anxious, and one day you're not, one day you're stressed, one day you're calm, one day you're peaceful, one day you're angry. No, you're double-minded. You don't have no stability. And all the Bible says it carries over into other areas of your life. You're unstable in all your ways, not just some of them. He said, don't you even think you're going to get anything from God, trusting him one moment and doubting him the next. There's nothing that you're going to get from God when you're not stable in all your ways. You need to have the foundation of understanding this, that you're going to be faced with diverse temptations. It's going to try your faith. Your faith is going to have some perseverance. It's going to go through a process to make you more mature and complete. So nothing can just toss you to and fro. Now, if you're going to make it, you're going to need some more wisdom. You need to ask God, to which he'll give you more than what you need, but you got to make sure that you ask him in faith and believe that he's going to give it to you, so you won't be like a tossed wave in the sea, and every time the wind blows, he done blew you off your purpose, it's blown you off your destiny, and you just don't know which way to go. You can't stay focused. You can't get nothing done. You can't accomplish a goal because you don't have the wisdom to have stability in your life, because now you're double-minded. You don't know whether you're going north, south, east, or west. As soon as the enemy know you're double-minded, all he got to do is whisper something else, blow another trial, blow another situation, because you don't have the wisdom to understand, I'm not going to win in life until I get the wisdom of God and apply the knowledge by which God has given me so I can live a successful life. You and I have an opportunity to be able to bring glory to God by winning in this pandemic, by winning in this season. We have the opportunity to let the world know it's the wisdom of God that got me through. I still was able to accomplish my goals and my dreams. I still was able to write the book. I still was able to do this. I still was able to accomplish this because I got serious about the wisdom of God. I became solid in my thinking. I wasn't easily shaken or moved, and I let whoever will trip take the trip by themselves. I am not going with them. Trip on your own. I got to stay and accomplish what God wants me to accomplish because I have to win with wisdom. Father God, tonight, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We're asking you tonight to give us the wisdom of God. Give us your wisdom and give us your knowledge and give us your understanding. We know that we have faith and are facing some very trying times. We know tonight that, God, many times we don't understand everything you're doing, but we do know this, you are in control. Some of us are dealing with situations and we just don't even know which direction to turn in, which direction to go in. Don't know what to do about our job. Don't know what to do about our finances. Don't know what to do about direction and protection. But God, we're asking you for wisdom. Wisdom to get understanding and power to be able to carry out the assignments. With the wisdom, give us right connections, right understanding to where we will not be tossed. We will not be Satan. Even when it looks like man is just on this shaken state, even when the world don't even know which way to go, we're standing on your promises. We're trusting you, God. We're believing you. We're counting on you. And God, I believe that we're going to win in such a way that it's going to bring you glory. We already know that we're not going to be arrogant. We're going to be humble. We already know you get all the glory, you get all the honor, and you get all the praise. But God, let us also have people who are spiritually mature that can mentor others of how to make it through these seasons, and understanding that the way we make it is when we stand and we trust you and we become solid and mature in our thinking, and we ask you, oh God, for guidance and wisdom and timing. Give us favor and protect us from every plan of the enemy. We bind every demonic force, every satanic intent, and we decree and we declare that we're winning and we're winning with you. We're thankful, God, right now that you're touching homes, you're touching lives, you're touching people. So many people are struggling. God, the list is so long. The prayer list is so long. There's so many people fighting situations in their lives. And God, I'm asking you now to open the windows of heaven, pour out your wisdom. And all that getting, we get wisdom and we get understanding. Holy Spirit, saturate us with your voice. Give us, oh God, discernment. Give us insight. Give us know-how. And give us wisdom. And we thank you that we're going to always win with you. We ask this prayer in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I hope you caught what I said tonight. I hope you caught what God said tonight. You stay solid. You win with wisdom. You win with God. You win with a single mindset that says, I'm trusting him when I don't trace him. I understand that he's in control, and I'm just following God's lead. God bless you. You be wise. You be safe. Follow God. God bless you for you and your family. God bless. Pastor McKnight.
Thank you.